The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned into Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. To ask your specific question, please unblock your number and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Since 2002, she holds a psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas and is the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for iPhone and Android. Mona is considered one of the top intuitive readers in the United States and does her best to answer as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Please call 347-850-1494 to be in the queue for the broadcast. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Las Vegas intuitive Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Friday to you all. I hope you're staying healthy and taking care of yourself. I'm a big supporter of mixing my airborne with my emergency every morning and having my huge dose of vitamin C, so I recommend that you all take care of yourself. This program is designed to actually answer a specific question, and with over 700 broadcasts here on Blog Talk Radio, I offer this as a way for people to ask a question, and new callers always have priority on my program. So I'm not ignoring all of you that call in regularly. I'm just taking the first callers that happen to be new callers into the program specifically because they've never had a chance to ask me a question. So the program is designed for a specific question about a specific subject. So the kind of questions not allowed, because that's a full reading, is what does Spirit want to tell me? That's a full reading. That's not 3 minutes, 5 minutes on my radio broadcast. A specific question about a person, about what's going on with your career, those kind of questions are the kind of questions I like to address. I also provide the program for those people who, for whatever reason, can't afford to actually have or spend the modest amount of money to actually do a reading with me. This is where I offer you a free question. It is the only place I offer a free question. So I have a lot of people that see that I advertise a free question, and then they call my private line thinking that I'm going to address that. That's why I have this radio program, and that's why I offer it to you, and that's why I'm the only sponsor of my radio program. It's because I'm offering this service to you. So having said that, and now that I've basically said that for the record, I'm going to go to area code 919. Hello, 919. Hello. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Kay, and I'm calling
from Kay.
Hi, Kay.
Awesome. What's your question for me?
Very straightforward. My career has been up and down, and I am having some issues right now with work, and I'm just trying to see, do you see me staying in this job where I am now?
So before I actually turn cards over for you, I want to tell you what the universe does when you're supposed to make a change. And sometimes one of these things happen, and sometimes both of these things happen simultaneously. But the first thing is that you're offered something so freaking amazing that you absolutely have to take the new opportunity. Right, that's the first indication that the universe is going, dude, Kay, gal pal, take this, okay?
Gotcha.
The second way is you're made so uncomfortable where you are that the only choice is for you to change. Now, the fact that you currently are employed works to your benefit because you're worth 10 to 15% more when you have a job than when you don't have a job. So here's the thing. The biggest thing I'm getting for you is that you've learned everything you can at this place of employment. That's why you're not supposed to be there anymore. As a matter of fact, mm-hmm. the only reason you're there, gal pal, is to actually take a check. You don't like it there anymore. You don't like mm-hmm. that other people are dumping work on you. And especially this before the COVID thing even happened, you didn't like the job.
Mm-hmm.
So what right. it's saying is that the longer you stay there, the more it feels like you're making a deal with the devil.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm not saying the people around you are evil. I'm just saying that the people around you are motivated by
evil.
Their own intentions. Right?
Right.
So,
right.
So however you can fit into their plan, that's great. But as soon as you seem to have a goal that's different than theirs, suddenly you become, well, gee, Kay's not so enthusiastic anymore. Kay doesn't have the greatest
yeah.
attitude anymore. So they blame
yeah.
you for the fact that they're actually being jerks to you and taking advantage of your team spirit kind of way. So, yes,
okay.
you are being shown that it's time for you to leave. However, what it's saying is that the dream job may not present itself to you till probably around the first of the year. So here's what I would do right now is I would, after we get off the phone, I would go on my LinkedIn mm-hmm. profile and connect with anyone I have ever met in my whole life, ever.
Okay.
Then what I would do is anyone that reaches back and goes, oh, hey, Kay, how are you? Right? What you do
mm-hmm.
is you then say, well, you know, actually, I've been doing this job for a while. I'm really good at it. But I'm considering my options to go in another direction. Now, here's the thing. The universe will give you whatever you want or you don't want. So if you say, I don't want this, whatever this is what the universe is going to bring you. So you always want to frame it in the positive way. I do want a career that actually is way more supportive of what I bring to the table and way more mutually rewarding. That's how I would say it to myself, right? The
okay.
shorter, the better. But I'm actually going to give you, and this is for all the benefit of everybody listening, I'm going to give you the secret to get what you want, all right? Now, this is not the secret, okay? Because the secret is just a theory. But what the secret doesn't do is the secret, that whole concept, it doesn't tell you how to do it. It just says, oh, just keep concentrating on it, right? Well, I'm going to read this to you. It's something I wrote years ago that I stumbled across, I don't know, Facebook, Twitter, Internet, I don't know, but I stumbled across it, but I saved it. And I leave it here as a reminder. Number one, write down what you want. Now, the shorter the list, the better, because the universe will bring it to you. So all you want to do is say, I want a new and more challenging job, right? I want
okay.
a new and more mutually rewarding job, whatever the statement is, okay? So you write
okay.
down what you want. Now, I prefer that you actually write it on a bunch of Post-it notes and put it everywhere you look in your house, the mirror in your bathroom, on your refrigerator, on the dash of your car, whatever the one thing you want, okay? Now,
okay.
you can have anything you want. You just can't have everything you want because you can't dilute the focus. So we do this one at a time, okay?
Okay.
Then number two is think about what you want as often as possible. All right? That's
okay.
a no-brainer.
Okay.
But so
right.
so
right.
when John the jerk at work says something to you that makes you angry, then what you say to yourself is, "Oh, that's okay. I'm going to get another job soon." All right? So number
I like
three.
It.
Okay, number three. Do not tell anyone about what you want to do. So this is specifically what I wrote down after what I read on the internet. Do not tell anyone, do not talk to anyone about your plan except to the great power within, all right? The great power
okay.
will present your objective mind with the method to get what you want. So here's where the whole secret concept fails, is it doesn't tell you that once you're floating it out there, to be incredibly aware of how the universe is working for you right now. Okay, so
okay.
as soon as you've made your intention known, all right, then you start looking for the way to actually make that happen, all right? So I'm telling you deliberately, go update your LinkedIn profile. If you have done something once as a favor or as a team building thing at your job now, add it to your job duties now. So if you've done one trade show, or if you've done one special event, if you've done a community charity walk, add all of those things to your current job description.
I like that.
Okay?
Yes.
Because here's the thing. I think you'd be awesome doing logistics and trade show management for people that are looking to come to any city to get set up. I think you're awesome at that. I also love the fact that when people meet you, they love you when they meet you. There is something so relaxed and engaging about you. That's what makes you awesome. You are in the wrong place right now, according to what I'm getting for you. But you're in the perfect place to create what you want moving forward. So what you do is you decide that you're taking your happiness seriously, and one of those things is to find yourself a better working environment. So that's why I'm telling you, go on LinkedIn, connect with anyone you have ever met in your whole life ever. Even if the dude that runs the coffee shop that you go to has a profile on LinkedIn, you connect with him. Okay?
Exactly.
Because I actually, and then at the bottom of your LinkedIn profile, you put that you're open to be contacted by recruiters.
Right. Okay. Can do
because
that.
You are going to change jobs, but I don't think it's going to be till January. So it could be that you find the job in November and you say, you know, I'd like to take the month of December off and start the first week of January, which is going to coincide with their budget too, because then they don't have to actually have you on their budget until 2021. But I would target 2021, Kay, okay?
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank
see you later.
You have blessed me. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 201 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hello, 201. Who's this?
This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. What's your question for me?
Do you see a move in the next couple of months?
So, okay, before I even turn cards over for you, there has to be a reason for the move. So the reason could be finding a different job. It could be an invitation from somebody for you to move in with them. But I'm getting that there has to be a reason for the move. So the funny thing is that I see a reason to celebrate for you in the next 3 weeks. So there's something that happens in the next 3 weeks that prompts you or gives you a reason for the move. And to me, that's the ideal way for things to happen moving forward. But do not move specifically because you're trying to make a different, like a love relationship work, like a romantic relationship work. Because it's not about a romantic relationship here. It's literally about moving because you're doing something for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
That does make sense.
Yeah. So it's not a move connected with trying to get, you know, a lover's attention. It's a move because it's a good one for you and you're following your heart. That's the exact right reason. But there will be a reason to celebrate. For example, a friend could actually get you a job. Or you find a job that you're already amazingly qualified for, and then you say, you know, and they may or may not pay for your relocation, but that doesn't matter because you really want to move. You really want to follow your heart and be in a different place. So I'm totally on board with that. It's just I'm telling you to pick the place and then find the reason to move there. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, I already have the place picked.
Awesome.
COVID kind of slowed me down.
Right.
COVID,
oh yeah.
COVID slowed
done
me
that
down
to everybody.
Paperwork.
Dang it.
And you know, courthouses have been closed out, and I'm just looking to come to an agreement and a settlement.
Well, according to this, there's a reason to celebrate in the next 3 weeks. So if you're waiting on a settlement, I'd phone my attorney and go, "So, what's going on with this? Just check it in. What's going on with this?" But I'm getting some sort of good
me.
News.
She's waiting on me. I'm hoping that when I'm able to submit all the paperwork, that you know we could get in. If it's even a virtual court.
Okay, so that would be my priority if I were you this weekend.
Yeah.
That you brew a big pot of coffee and you sit down and get the paperwork done. Seriously. Because
I'm trying to do that. The thing is, I just recently had surgery.
Maybe it might be a good idea to get a friend to help you fill out the paperwork, but I'm getting an urgency about the paperwork. If you can get the paperwork filled out in the next couple of days, it's saying there's good news coming to you within 3 weeks.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay,
you,
bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 310 area code. Hello, 310. Who's this?
Hey, Mona.
What's your first name?
It's Angela Renee from Las Vegas.
Hi, Angela. What's your question for me?
My question is, I have met somebody online from California. He's a Leo. And, you know, I've been single for quite some time, and with COVID, it's been really difficult for me to meet anyone. And I'm just trying to see what you see as far as a love relationship.
So it's really interesting because I have your phone number here. I'm going to text you these picture of these cards.
Okay.
There's a card here that literally indicates a fire sign man. Okay, and he is very interested in you. All right, you're the one that's kind of holding back, and I totally understand that. And the environment, especially over these last few months, has been incredibly unfair. But this is all about what he does. But he's not, and it's funny because I'm not usually a big proponent of anyone meeting anybody online. I'm really resistant to that because I've had a lot of clients call me and tell me that they've had a really bad experience with that, right? And sometimes they'll send me the picture of the person and I'll go, oh, hell no, all right? Now, But this guy is showing up as a really nice guy. He's tired of being alone. He's literally looking for a good relationship. You're the one that's got to hold his horses, though. And I don't mean that in a naughty way. I mean that in you've got to make this a very get-to-know kind of relationship. Don't rush it, okay?
Yeah.
Because the conclusion card, the conclusion card in your reading is the best card in the deck. So, and it's a card called completion in my deck. In the traditional tarot deck, it's called the world. So, while we're talking right now, I'm taking a picture of the spread of cards, and then after I'm done with my radio show, I'm going to send it to you. But what it's saying here is that the adventure of love is being offered to you. It's got great potential as long as you pace it to be slow moving and all about getting to know the person. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a turtle. It's slow.
Well, because as soon as you do that, everything shifts. So that's what I'm on board with you, is that you're ready, you're actually ready for the relationship, you're ready to see things shift, and this person is actually coming up as a very good candidate for you. So I'm not worried about the relationship at all as long as you take it slowly. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go to Las Vegas, area code 702. Who's this?
Hi. Oh, wow, I'm glad to catch you.
What's your first name?
My name is Angie.
Oh, hi, Angie. What's your question?
Well, my question is really specifically about the next few years. A lot of things are transitioning in my life. I've closed my business. I have moved my mother in with me. and my life is just totally different. And I somehow know there's something next, but I'm not really sure. I don't know what my best course of action is. So any insight that you can help me probably over the next three to five years.
Yeah, Angie, this sounds like a full reading kind of question. So do you have a specific subject I can address with you?
How about a career? Is there a career coming for me?
So there's a career that's being presented to you by a man that is incredibly successful because he's disciplined, all right? This is an older man. He's probably, I would say, 45 to 50 years old, incredibly successful, all right? He's not somebody that would flirt with you at all. He's somebody that looks at you as somebody that could benefit him in some way, all right? There's a opportunity being presented to you that goes along with networking and participation. So I don't know if you were tuned in at the beginning of the program, but I was talking to somebody else about their job and changing jobs. What I told her to do. Okay, you guys, that was really weird. I've never had Blog Talk Radio just up and disconnect me. So if Angie is still listening, one of the things I'm going to advise her to do is to actually, let me see if she's still here. Oh, good, she's still here. Let me get her back on the air. Angie, are you back?
Yeah, it disconnected me too. I was like, does that mean anything?
Okay, no, that just was so weird because that's never happened. I've been doing this program on Blog Talk since 2010, all right? And it has never cut me off like that. And I'm on a landline. So that's just really, really weird. Anyway, back to what I was about to tell you. What it's saying here is that there's a happy disruption being presented to you connected with the number four. So I'm actually thinking the next 4 weeks, but it could be the next 4 months. But it's connected with the number four. Now, the number four also resonates to this year, all right? So this year, 2020, adds up to a number four, all right? But this particular card is literally about participating in your own success. So the business that you had before, you were really good at it. So I'm almost wondering if there's somebody that did a business that was similar to the one you had, right, but at kind of a higher level in some way, and that you reach out to the person that owns it and says, you know, I'd be a great asset to your business. Now, it may not be that the position would be available until after the first of the year. The good news is I don't see that you are that desperate financially. I see that you're being careful with your money, but I'm not seeing a desperateness here. So what I'm getting is that this person may bring you on part-time initially and then take it full-time in 2021. But it's definitely a man, okay? And this man is somebody he's made himself quite the success. And that's what I like about him. He just knows his stuff, okay? So I'm actually asking you to look for a man that's really successful. Also, go on your LinkedIn profile and update the crap about your most recent business. In other words, all the things that you did, all right, no matter what it is. You see what I'm saying? And then at the bottom of your LinkedIn profile, add that you're open to be contacted by recruiters. But I do see a job coming towards you. Now, it's funny that you didn't ask me about your mom, because your mom's coming up here in the card, so I'm going to give you that as a freebie. You have got to find a way to get your mom connected into participating in this community so that you are not the source of her entertainment.
Well, thank you very much for that total reinforcement of something that I totally feel. So thank you.
Okay. That's right. Okay. So here's the thing, is that I don't want your mom to get complacent about the fact that she's living with you and that now you're her whole focus.
Well, honestly, that's probably why I chose to ask the question about the career, because I specifically am making sure that I am not allowing myself to fall into that role.
Right.
I need to make sure that I focus on me too. Right.
This is perfect, because what I'm getting is that there are people around you right now that will literally offer you a job. So one of the things you can do is that if you do your LinkedIn profile, the first two sentences on your profile are what comes up under your picture, right? So those two first sentences need to be the most powerful sentences, right? So a professional in the blah, blah, blah industry seeking new opportunity in 2021. Now, I'm saying 2021 because I actually think that the better job is going to present itself in 2021. In the meantime, you've got to find a way to keep yourself on schedule and do something where you're leaving the house every day, which means you might register with a temporary staffing service just so you have a reason to leave the house.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning into
Psychic View with Mona. Questions answered by Mona are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. For the times and dates of the live broadcast of Psychic View, please follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mona Van Joseph on Instagram. Download Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, to ask your question directly on your mobile device. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Please visit www.mona.vegas or call 702-233-4790 to schedule your session. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.